And we've got a treat for you. We've got a new music collaboration between Irish and Iraqi folk, and we're going to learn much more about that, but most importantly, hear what this collaboration sounds like. To set that up, I'm joined in studio. It's actually almost standing behind me, such is the level of the amount of people we have in. It's Paul Brown, CEO and Artistic Director of the Errigal Arts Festival. We've got to get two pieces, so we'll have a brief chat, listen to some music and chat again. Paul, but this already is I think this is going to be good.
Yeah, well, this is kind of our official opening concert tomorrow night at the RCC in Letterkenny. It's been a pretty amazing journey for all the musicians involved. It started last year with a visit from the Iraqi musicians to the Northwest, and continued on then the Irish musicians went to Duhok in Kurdistan last November and performed at the university there. The project was initiated with support of the British Council, the offices in Northern Ireland and in Baghdad. And it brings together basically the traditions of Ireland and a number of different Iraqi folk traditions as well too. Mm. The musical director is Marty Coyle. He's here with us now as well too. So maybe Marty can explain a little bit more.
This is my second bazooki of the week.
Is it? I
know. You wait for one bazooki, then two turn up in the 1 week. We can test now how good you are in yours compared to what we heard before. Marty, music is it's that international language, isn't it? It's the a language that unites us all.
It is indeed, and it's this project in particular has been fantastic to work on. We support from British Council, and then the Errigal Arts Festival gave us an outlet to communicate internationally with this collective of musicians from Iraq. They're working throughout Iraq with different communities within the country themselves. And then they're going further again and reaching out around the world to work with music from our tradition. So mm-hmm. it's a beautiful.
And we will hear. So when you sort of trying to when we've got two sort of different musical backgrounds here, a lot of similarities, of course, right? So is it that you collectively play something Irish, then collectively play something Iraqi, or do you try and blend and marry the two? I mean, obviously, time is an issue in terms of how much of a lead in you have to these concerts and all.
Yeah, we're trying to marry the two within pieces. One of the pieces you're going to hear today is actually we heard it first out in the guys perform it in Iraq, and we thought it was actually an Irish piece when we heard it, because it's in jig time, and we were hearing a jig straight away in our head, so that was kind of one of the jumping off points for us to go, right, we're going to take this piece and team it with an Irish piece. And they're so similar that we're actually having trouble jumping between the two, because when we hear the Iraq tune, it actually sounds so Irish to us. And I don't know if you're getting that.
So it's
our
almost
way as
naturally
well.
Blending.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I think it's the rhythms are quite similar.
It would be wonderful, impossible, though, to follow the threads of influence in which directions they went, and how a musical sound in one part of the world can sound so familiar to another.
Yeah,
you know, that happens over time and naturally and organically, and we'll never know why, but it's just it's remarkable. Right, well, we'll chat a bit more, but tell us what we're going to hear first, Martin.
First, I'm going to set this up by giving you a pure flavour of the Iraqi musicians.
Right.
In a sense, they're going to play a short piece before we play a combined piece, just so you can hear the wonderful instruments they've got here today.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Whenever you're ready, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Bit of applause, wouldn't it? As you've all held instruments. Niwar, what is that style of music in your country? Where might that be played? Is that something you might hear in the radio? Is it something that's very traditional, something that might be played at a wedding?
So this song, it's kind of you hear it everywhere.
Yeah,
it's like this type of music, particularly like we tell it Chalghi Baghdad. It's from 60s, 70s in Baghdad. There were lots of bands playing this type of music. Mm. Yeah, and it's just for every occasion. And yeah, you'll hear it in weddings, you'll hear it everywhere.
And it's amazing how much music you're able to generate with three instruments. It is three, isn't it? There were three there, but it sounds like an orchestra almost. It really is. And Iraqi music, is it heavily influenced from other parts of the world? We talked about how it happened to sound like some Irish music, but are there Asian influences there as well? Or?
Yeah, so talking about Iraq, it's actually like so hard to talk about one type of music,
yeah,
because
yeah.
It's very like big, many ethnicities, many group, religious group, national like difference. So everyone have type of their own music.
Yeah. It's like food, isn't it, too? I presume there's
exactly.
Different regions of different foods and different cultures and
exactly.
All that type of stuff.
Exactly.
So you can't pigeonhole it as such.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, sounds fantastic. Loved it. What a treat. Okay. Marty, the concert, it's in the Regional Cultural Centre on Saturday, the 8 p.m. Maybe, Paul, you might come in back in for that. It's tomorrow night, effectively. We're going to hear more. We're going to hear a collab, right, as the kids say nowadays. But that's a sense of, you know, it's great to get an opportunity to be able to, you know, sample music from a different region. Such high-class music as well.
I mean, that's been an important part of the Airgal Arts Festival since it was started 38 years ago, was about bringing international artists to the doorsteps of the communities in Donegal.
I must say, actually, because me and you've talked about this over the years, and I think this is one of the first times where we've actually got to sample it live in the studio, certainly while I've been in the seat.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it's great for me to get an insight into it.
It's amazing, and thanks so much for having everybody in here, and it's such a tight space as well too. So, but yeah, it is an important part of the festival every year, and it's an important part to bring people from different parts of the world together. So this really kind of symbolises that. You know, we have music that is from, you know, another part of the world, working together with music from here to produce what was one of our signature concerts this year. So it's at the opening concert tomorrow night in the RCC. But yeah, we're delighted. The guys have been here all week. They've been rehearsing all week in the RCC and working pretty hard. They're going off to Sligo to perform at Carja Arts Festival in Sligo this evening, and then they're back here in Donegal tomorrow. So
yeah, and as you say, this week, this month, for what's left of this month, effectively, this is about, you know, music from and different cultures coming into our area. But as you've already pointed out, it's a two-way street.
Very
at other times
so.
Of the year, it's us going to Iraq or yeah. Baghdad or wherever it might be, and I suppose spreading our we're very good at it. We're spreading our culture around the world.
Yeah, well, that's part.
Music.
The festival is a platform for local artists as much as it is about, you know, bringing international artists in. But you're right. You know, we create these collaborative commissions, and then they travel. So they travel out to other festivals around the world. Mm. As I said, the guys here were in Kurdistan last November for performances at the University of Dhaka. So it is about people going both in, you know, out of the country and coming into the country as well too.
Right. Okay, Marty, how long have you had to work on playing together, to marrying the sounds that we're talking of here?
We're about 2 years into this project now, but we've been working a lot remotely. British Council have been able to take us out to Iraq on two occasions, and is this your second trip to Ireland as well? So the time that we get to spend, you know, together in a room is really, really important. We've been in the RCC all week, been able to blow the dust off some things we've been working on in the past.
In a way... This is even extra special, right?
It is.
So we're all in a different room to the RCC.
Yeah.
All right, it's all part of the step. I'm trying to take some credit for the entire concept. I'm only messing. Right, Marty, what are we going to hear then? Send it up for us.
We're going to hear the tune Sherfadin, and this is the tune we heard in Iraq when we were
that
last
you thought,
out.
Hold on your second.
We were all was at a jig. We're going to team it up with a tune called Lord of the Dance. And we will see you at the other side.
All right. Whenever you're ready, gents and ladies. Fantastic. It all sounds like some instruments there are being repurposed into something they weren't necessarily designed to, but it sounds absolutely amazing. You get a sense that we're hearing, you know, real new sounds for the first time. Marty, very happy with how it's coming through, of course. Really looking forward to the gig tomorrow night, because that's locally where the fruit of all your labour really comes on show. And I know musicians love playing music and love great settings, so it's all there. Are there any tickets available, Marty, or is that a Paul question? Paul, whip that round to your... are there any tickets available for tomorrow night?
There are some tickets left, people can get them through the box office at Angrian Theatre or online at eaf.ie. That's the best way to get them.
Okay, Marty, Lucia, Denise, Nirwar, Saman, Helen and Giovanni, thanks all of you. Paul, just for a second, right, because I don't want to lose focus that there's an awful lot going on. We have the same problem every year. What the blooming hell do we talk about? Because there's 2 weeks of this stuff and there's something for everyone all over the place. The guide's the place to go, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And plan your events. Some are paid, many are free.
Yeah, we have a huge amount of events right across the county, from Mallon and then a show on right down to... Donegal Town this year. It's the first time we're programming events at Donegal Castle, out to Tory and Gola, Inishbofin. So yeah, there's a huge amount on over the next 2 weeks up until the 26th. The website has all the details and a lot more explanatory notes in that than what's in the brochure. But the brochures are out in cafes, restaurants, hotels, shops around the county now as well.
And there's circuses, there's the spoken word, there's workshops. I mean, your creative juices, if you're that way inclined, are going to be flowing between now and the 26th.
Very much so. As you say, there's a lot of it's free. With working with our partners across the county as well, to a huge visual arts programme. A lot of workshops that are happening as well too in the programme. We'll give you details about that.
Okay, listen, thank you so very much indeed. Thank you to all of you, by the way, for cramming yourselves in here. It's greatly appreciated. I think it lended well to the acoustics in the end, even if it wasn't terribly comfortable for you. But the best of luck down in Sligo and back up in Donegal tomorrow and for the rest of your trip. And everyone, enjoy the Errigal Arts Festival. It runs from the 12th to the 26th of July. Get your brochure, they're all over the place, but if you can't, or if you prefer not to, eaf.ie, and plan what you're going to do over the next couple of weeks. Okay, we'll be back with more after the break. Right, you're welcome back. Do I get a piece of paper in relation to this? Do I? I don't. So I have literally no way. What are we... okay, right, I'll try and set it up as best I can, because I have had no briefing on this whatsoever. As you would know, I am probably one of the most youngest and relevant broadcasters in the Republic of Ireland. Shannon, you can't disagree with that, can you?
Not for a second, Greg. You're hip and cool.
We are hip. I'm Zibbity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Zibbity means?
Not really. I just hear Zibbity toilet, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, I'm Zibbity.
Zibbity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if any of your children are listening to this show, they'll know exactly what I mean when I say I'm Zibbity. So I recognise that, and also too, there is this misnomer, this feeling out there that our listening demographic would be of the older generation. Now, we have a lot of brilliant older listeners, but we have a lot of young listeners too. So I wanted to reach them a little bit more. So I've invited you in.
So hopefully I fill that gap.
You're hitting a demo that I'm already hitting, right? But you're just driving home the force point. So what are we talking about?
So I'm going to start off with a video I saw of two lads. I assume they're over... This is on TikTok.
So you're across social media for me. You're finding out what's trending every week, right?
Stuff that I've seen that's jumped out might be trending, or something that's a wee bit quirky.
Or maybe trend. Right, quirky. Okay, so this is an alternative look at the news. What's on social media? What maybe do we need to get on?
Yes.
Okay, Zibbity. Right, hit me.
So the first video that I'm going to talk about is...
Has someone sent me these videos so I can play them out whilst you're talking?
There's some in your WhatsApp.
Are there? Right, okay. Yes. Well, we might work on this for the next time.
Yeah, no bother. Okay. So it was two lads, I assume they're on a J1 in Boston, and it's this lady, she's in her car, and they randomly walk up to her asking for a lift. In Irish culture, that would grand, a night out, you're desperate, how do I get home?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how the American took it, she thought it was funny, but it has 1.5 million likes.
So it's a couple of Irish guys, is it?
Two Irish guys, and they just look pure Irish, and they look pure innocent, and they're like, we won't rob you or nothing, we're Irish, we're too poor.
Adele's saying, I think it's Skibbity, that's what I was saying, Skibbity.
Yeah.
I said Skibbity, Adele. How dare you question my youthful credentials?
And then that got me thinking of J1's stories. So one lad, he got a fake ID, but he obviously didn't think it. And on his ID, because you have to be 21 over there, his birthday was the 31st of September.
Mm.
So obviously there's no 31st of September. So the man fully convinced the cashier in Walmart or wherever it was, did you not know we have 31 days of September in Ireland?
Oh no, cringe.
Yeah. Cringe, oh my God. But right, okay. If it works.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
And then like people
did
live
it work?
In... Yeah, it did. He oh was like, God. Oh my God, man, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know that. You know, you just pull the don't disrespect my culture card. And
I think if someone said to me, you know, we have 29 days in America every February, I would probably not want to challenge them either. No. Clever. Right, we'll try that.
And then another thing I've been looking at, things somebody would never say. So we might try to do one or two now. So I'm going to say, oh my God, I really fancy a bag of sweets. Mm-hmm. And you'll go, what are you having? Like, what's your favourite sweet?
Yeah. You want me to answer?
Yeah.
Okay. What would my favourite sweet be?
But it's not a real answer. You have to give me like a really wacky answer.
My favourite sweet, Skittles.
Skittles. No, see, I'm looking for like licorice all sorts, like... Love it or hate it, that kind of vibe.
I like Marmite.
Marmite, there you go. Or, oh, my mum's cooking dinner tonight. I'm so excited. What's she cooking? Pork chops.
Okay.
That kind of vibe. So, any other examples? Or, where are you going on holidays?
Yes.
Let's see, where's a really bad place? I can't say somewhere in Donegal.
Hold on a second, be careful now. I need to step in here.
Yeah.
Where can we say is bad and we don't care if we offend them? Caroline, can you think? Leitrim? No, I'm only joking. What, lie. Oh, you're in bother there. Right, we can't do that, sorry.
Okay,
next one. Because we could offend someone.
Another thing I saw, and this relates to Letterkenny, there's actually a wishing well in a bar in Letterkenny. Can you guess where?
Wishing well in a bar in Letterkenny.
Don't be Googling it or asking ChatGPT. Come on, tell me, what do you think? 3, 2, 1, final guess.
McGinley's. Where is it?
Central Bar.
Okay, cool.
So imagine having a few pints and you're like, oh, I hate my life. You know, you might be a bit depressed. Just go up to the wishing well.
And
maybe
your
wishes will come true. I haven't, but I must go in and have a wee look for it.
Okay, and is the water in?
There's water in it, yeah. Some people are saying they might question if it's only water. Maybe some people were jumping their drinks
in
there.
Is that the oldest bar in Letterkenny?
I think Blake's is the oldest bar in Letterkenny.
All right, so there's a wish well in Letterkenny. Who would have thought? What else? In a pub in Letterkenny, sorry.
In a pub in Letterkenny, yeah. So that's another tourist attraction for us. 50 Cent was at a baby shower in Dublin. Did you see that one?
No. So, well, I'm going to pretend I didn't see them just for...
Okay.
Because I have to come across as the old fart and you have to come across as the young, trendy person.
Yeah.
Even though I'm actually more relevant than you are,
yeah,
right?
You're probably more cool
so
than
Fiddy,
me.
So Fiddy, as I call him, Fiddy was in Dublin.
Yeah, so I couldn't get 100% confirmation on where exactly he was, but the main suspect is the Forge Inn in Crumlin, which is Conor McGregor's pub.
That
so do you think
sense.
They're buddies?
I would have thought that 50 Cent is actually got a good set of morals on him, you know? He's a decent fella. Eminem also a very decent fella, although they sort of rap about certain stuffs. I would have been surprised if he was rubbing shoulders with Connor, but anyway, who's to say? But
maybe he just was thought it was a
I like
good
Snoop Dogg
spot.
Likes Dublin as well. He pops up now and again, smoking an endo, as they say, but anyway.
But then... 50 Cent actually cradles the bump and everyone's like, oh my God, your bump has been blessed by 50 Cent. And you just see the daddy running in, like, get away from my baby mama, my baby. Like, so that was a bit of a funny one.
Adele, don't worry. I didn't, maybe he said Sibidi. I just don't pronounce my K's very well. Skibidi. I'm just going to sit here and slay it. Don't worry, Adele. Go ahead. What's next?
Have you seen the video of the lady collapsing at the High Rocks in Sydney and
no,
the boyfriend leaves her? So during the wall balls, so that's throwing up the big massive balls, she faints and the boyfriend kind of looks at the marshals and he goes, do I like lose my time and my place if she doesn't come with me? And they're like, no, you can go on ahead. Runs off, finishes the race and she's like full on medical attention.
I dump him.
Oh, red flag.
That is a red flag, right? You
and
know,
then
seriously.
To be viral on social media, like that's in Sydney, they're talking about it in Ireland, talking about it in America, like all over the world, just no.
Yeah. I wonder sometimes though, when something goes viral, it's replicated and then is it real? Like there was one video once where a girl in America decided to go surprise her boyfriend in a different state and she walks in, and he's sitting there with his arm around another woman watching telly.
I think I've seen that one.
But I wonder, is that real? Or?
But would you post about it afterwards? Maybe in the heat of the moment, revenge, you're like,
but
you're bad.
Some people, their online life is completely integrated to their regular life, and that I need to tell my people. Some people speak to people on social media if they need to know they're my I have to tell them now. Mm. So it is possible that people would do it, even though it's bad shade on them, you know? Yeah. Okay, what's next on the world or in the world of social media?
You probably saw Hugh Grant fell asleep at Wimbledon yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Old fart like you, you know. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Well, you can, because we're trying to appeal to a different demographic at times. So yes, you can say that.
But I thought I'd link this up. So, you know, Notting Hill in London?
Yes, yes.
He's very famous for that 1999 film. And the houses are beautiful. You know, you want to get your Instagram shots, all that kind of jazz. The residents have gotten mad and they've actually started painting the houses black to try and stop tourists coming to take photos.
Really?
But a few of the houses are still colourful, and because the architecture is so stunning, it's still quite beautiful.
I'm surprised the local council allows them to go black.
Yeah.
So I just want to say all of this is unverified, because you're just going on trawling stuff on social media presuming it's true.
Well, news sites as well have covered
I just don't understand. Why would you deface your own property to avoid someone taking a picture of it because it was so beautiful?
But
people are mad.
It's not the issue. Imagine people outside your house. Like, for example, rally weekend, a lot of people have people outside their houses and their garden and stuff.
Yeah,
imagine
but these
that
are people
all
walking
year.
Around London. I mean, come on.
So basically, whenever we go to London in September, we're hitting up Notting Hill for pics.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Get some pictures of black houses. Love it.
And then, so Jane Birkin is the original maker of the iconic Birkin bag. And the first ever bag was sold, I think it was yesterday. Guess how much?
I read this article, but I didn't see how much. Was it $850,000?
No.
How much?
$8.6 million.
Arrah.
Yep.
Seriously. I mean, I could be a billionaire and I wouldn't spend $8.6 million on a handbag. That's crazy.
But I think even the Birkin brand itself, so you need to kind of get in with them first.
Yeah.
And you're kind of added to a list. Okay. Oh, is Shannon allowed to buy a Birkin
bag?
Did
they not see that during the big row between China and America over tariffs, that the Chinese were laughing at people that they were making all these high quality bags for pittance? And then the big companies, I'm not saying that's happened with Birkin, but the big companies then were just sticking a label on them and people going, oh my God, $350 for this bag.
Yeah, that's fair. But I also saw another funny thing about Birkin. So I think it was 2014, they released a cannabis bag.
Cannabis.
Cannabis. So
right.
It was made out of
hemp.
Hemp.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this lady, she was just walking around with her new bag that she'd got because she bought it secondhand, so it was vintage. So she was like, I got it for a steal. Warm day in a city. The bag starts to smell.
Oh, and we all know that smell, don't
we?
Okay.
So.
Did you ever see the video of the news reporter reporting from a big drugs haul in I think it was in America or Brazil or something, and they were burning the find of cannabis, and he was standing reporting on it, and he started getting high off the fumes of the, it's really very funny, and it is real. This is before you could manipulate images and stuff. So he starts giggling and laughing, trying to do this live news or this
live.
Well, I'm not sure if it was live or not.
Oh my goodness.
To do this report, right? Because he starts getting high off the cannabis burning in the background. Quite funny. All right. What else? You're just flicking through stuff now.
I know. I'm like, what have I covered? What have I not? So there's a tweet going viral. A Florida store is now selling Dubai chocolate Labubu items. Does that make any sense to you?
Dubai chocolate. Obviously, it's chocolate made in Dubai. And the second bit?
Labubu items?
Labubu, no.
No.
Can I just say this is very important for... because what we're doing here is a real public service, Shannon, because, you know, we need to sit around the dinner table more and talk. Cross-generational talking is good. And now we've got moms and dads, granny and granddads can start bringing this stuff up. Did you hear about the Labubu chocolate?
So Labubu, they're a bit creepy looking, I'm sorry, to all the kids that love them, but they have these jaggedy teeth and everything. And they're really trendy at the moment. They were initially a thing for all the fashion girlies. They put them on their handbags as kind of keychains.
Yes.
But all the kids are going mad for them. And now everyone is kind of going, oh, this sentence wouldn't have made sense 6 months ago. And I think that's kind of the world we live in. Even skibbity, like
skibbity,
you've never
man.
Heard that before.
You're so true. You're so, I mean, you are. Listen, you're just bossing it, man.
Just bossing it.
What's the wee things you put on Crocs? Is it kind of like that? No.
Oh, Oh, goodness. I can't remember what they're called.
There's a name on them, isn't
there? Yeah.
Anything else for me? Because I want to say, I feel relevant when I'm talking to Aaron later on.
Oh, I don't have anything that trendy, but this is a local story that, again, has made it to America. So I think we were actually talking about this. Bernie Heron, who was gifted the Citroen 2 CV by her husband in the Letterkenny car park. So she was with him and he was like, oh, lovely. Do you want to take a photo with this car?
Yes.
And she's like, oh, yeah, nice car. And then he goes, that's for you. Oh, it's an anniversary present. So CBS featured that on their Top Story, Top Moments segment.
So we've gone internationally vinyl. Viral.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant stuff. All right, listen, thank you for that. It's given me food for thought. I appreciate it, Shannon. You just rumble about. We might do it again next week, see what you can find, because I need to stay very relevant and youthful and on top of all things social media.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
All right, then, thanks very much. That's Shannon. We have members of our digital team here, Corinne Temple and Arnie Sweeney. Good morning. Thanks so much for calling down. From morning. The office upstairs.
Yeah. Good morning. Long
bit
journey.
Of a trek.
Yes, I know. I know. Thanks so much for making the effort. Fell down the stairs and here you are.
Yeah.
Corinne, I'll start with you. I mentioned a bit early on the Big Highland Bingo Summer Bingo Party is taking place on August 2nd. I know you're out at the fantastic venue of Jackson's, right? We know how good that is. Lee Gooch is hosting alongside Keith Fletcher and also Marty Friel. Very important role in providing the music, and it is going to be a mighty crack altogether, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's shaping up to be a really good night. We had the boys, we had Keith and Lee and Belle Buffet there in Jackson's on Tuesday, and they just ran riot around Belle Buffet.
They say never work with animals or children.
They
or
never work with Keith or Lee.
Or Lee.
They actually interrupted a meeting.
Like barged into the
room.
Someone
sent a message to me saying, I saw Lee Gooch was running around Belle Buffet in a grass skirt.
Yeah, he was.
But there was no context to it. They just thought he was having an episode. Didn't know that, no, this is part of...
He's just stopping people in their cars, asking them, have they got their tickets yet?
Yeah, you booked the right person for it anyway, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's right there, and it's going to be a great night. It's going to be great fun party night, and you know, I think particularly a good opportunity to get a group of friends together and let your head, and you've got a month or, you know, 3 weeks to organise a babysitter and go and have a bit of crack. Mm-hmm. Make a night of it too once it's over, head on somewhere else.
Exactly.
Or stay in Jackson.
And so this is why we're sort of here this morning to launch now our pre-party beauty club.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just making a night of it, make a day of it. Grab your girl's head. We've teamed up with McElhinney's for a pre-party beauty club. So you can go into McElhinney's, get your hair styled, get your makeup done, and they'll have summer tunes playing just to get you into the mood for the night ahead.
And it's brilliant if you're heading on to the bingo night, aren't you? Not essential, I imagine. This is an opportunity, is it, just to go in and pamper yourself and get the vibes?
Yeah, so you can book in through McElhinney's. So you can give them a call on 074-913-1217. And they'll take your booking. You can get your hair, your makeup, get the party vibes going, I suppose, before you head off to Jackson's, which is only across the road then for you. Now, there is a limited amount of appointments.
It is limited?
Yeah.
All right.
So you want to get in there quick if you do want to take part. So there is only 16 appointments. So it is important if you are looking to book just to get in there quick before they're
right,
gone.
So you'll get a €50 beauty bundle with makeup, a quick dry hair bar style. Curls are an up style. Perfect for the party, beach party look. I mean, I don't even have to read this. This just, it comes out of me completely naturally.
Yeah, there's a flow there.
Yeah, it is. And it runs from 12 noon till 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love those party beach waves, don't you, Greg?
I think it's a woman's world, you know, and, you know, you're always looking after yourselves, women. Like, what about poor fellas?
Like, well, hard. We actually work really hard, Greg. Are we going to get into this? Women have a really
can I just
tough...
Say, no, I'm not getting
sorry,
into
we're out of time, we're out of time.
No, I'm blooming not getting into it. All right,
okay. So we do work really hard.
Of course you do.
Do you know, and it does...
What would be a good summer sort of party bingo song for me to play when we finish this item?
Oh, are you a fan of Venga Boys?
Do you know what? I DJed in Bundoran for years.
You DJed?
Yeah.
Can I hear your DJ voice?
Well, I didn't speak that much, really. I was more. I was more. Yeah, but
give us a wee.
I love the
give
cheese.
Us a wee attempt at your like proper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa! No, I didn't.
Did you have a DJ name? Like,
no, I didn't. But do you know, in a way, my lack of name became sort of like a name. It was like the DJ with no name.
Oh, very, very mysterious.
Yeah, so very good. Yeah. So, but the thing is I was a DJ in Bundoran, right? And I've said this before. But it was Bundoran, it probably still is, but it was huge for hen parties and it was huge for party nights. So I loved the cheese. Like, so Venga Boys was like always there.
Loved the Venga Boys.
Anne Lee, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the old
90s all the tunes. Yeah.
We like to party. That is. No spoilers, but I think that's the one we'll
that's
go for.
That's the one, yeah.
Right, so I'm only joking. It's fantastic that people treat themselves. And I think it's really important too, because often, if you don't mind me saying so, I know the women in my life, they often put everybody else ahead of them. And that is the actual truth, right? Mm-hmm. So here's an opportunity for you to put yourself front and centre. Give your sisters a ring, give your mates a ring and say, right, what about this? The thing with the beauty bundle in McElhinney's is that it is really very, very limited. So I imagine you need to sort of get on the phone really, really quick.
You can call in store as well. So they will take bookings in store. So you can either phone them, as we said, 0749132117, or you can call in store and book your appointment.
Anya, what's the night going to be like then? Talk me through it. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
It is going to be very, very fun. Even just going by the day that we had in Jackson's, the last day, Keith and Lee are going to be on it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be
more
a bit cracked.
More worse than one.
But yeah, there's going to be great crack on the night. There's going to be a lot of music, a lot of dancing, a lot of challenges, a bit of lip syncing.
Has to be beach balls.
Off.
There's going to be big beach balls.
There's going to be big
beach
balls.
The props are en route.
Right, so you can sort of bang them and...
Yeah, you'll have glow sticks. We'll have all of that.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. All right, and brilliant music, great fun. And there's a lot of audience interaction based on the audience want to. I think sometimes people think that if I go there, do I have to do something? Yeah. No, of course you don't. But we've got lots of people that will want to have a bit of crack.
There'll always be someone in your group that will want to get on the stage.
And no one's going to be made feel uncomfortable.
No.
It's just going to be really, really good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's money involved as well, because there is a bit of bingo and there's €1,000 a top prize.
Yeah, exactly. If you make it through.
If you make it to the last round.
I've been to these nights and then I'm like, damn it, what sheet are we on? Yes. Where are we supposed to be? You lose your marker.
That's why I didn't drink at the last Highland party, because see the quizzes? Like round two, I'm like, I don't care. I just want to go up and have
a
drink.
Not interested.
Yeah, especially when there's a free bar. It's very hard to stay concentrated.
Right, so if you want more info about the bingo party night, you can go on your own if you want to, or with one person. You don't have to have a party people, but we're giving you plenty of notice to set it up for yourselves. As I say, get the babysitter in, clear the decks, and have Sunday morning sorted as well, maybe even if you're very lucky. But it is in Jackson's on August the 2nd. Lee Gooch, Keith Fletcher are your hosts. The music is going to be blaring, beats from Marty Friel, of course, as well. And just a recap of this extra special pre-party beach club, Corinne, McElhinney's. Go in store, book it. Very limited spots, right? It's between 12 and 4, and it's to pamper yourself and get yourself looking amazing. Yeah,
it's just an add-on for the night. It's just to get you going for the day and, you know, relax, get your makeup, get your hair, get the girls together, and then just head on then for the night. So.
How's the celebrations going?
Your
birthday celebrations?
Oh, yes. Well, I kicked them off last week, actually.
I know, kick off. Like, in other words, it's a series
this
of
things.
This
has been going on the whole year.
I know,
So, yeah, they started last week, actually, officially. And in Budapest. We had a launch. We had a soft launch.
A soft launch in Budapest. All right. Yeah. And what else is planned?
There's
no surprises for you anyway.
No, I'm pretty much in control.
You're a hands-on organiser, yeah.
Pretty much in control myself. I did have other things planned, but August is kind of booking up work-wise, so it's kind of getting harder to squeeze things in. But
hence why I took the year then to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes later in the year is nice to do things as well. I mean, if you look at the temps out foreign now, for example, pretty high, you know.
Well, any ideas, Greg? Open.
I used to go back, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I could give you any amount of ideas. Unfortunately, now none.
You're out of touch.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit out of touch, unfortunately.
You're past that.
Right. Past it? What? Who brought you in? How can I be past it? Did you not
That's
hear my
what
last
you were
item
to
with, my last item with Shannon. That's how relevant I am and not past it.
Yeah.
Right, I am past
it. I love the way you have to really, really express that.
Yeah.
I'm not past it. I'm really not past it.
Right, okay. So how do we get tickets then, Anya, for the bingo party, bingo night then?
Yeah, so you can head over to Eventbrite, and if you just search the big bingo summer party, or if you go to our socials or our website, you'll get the links there. Different posts and stuff.
And Michael Hennies, for the extra special treatment of yourself, just remind us again, Corinne, of how we might avail of that.
So again, you can call in store, call into the cosmetics hall there, and the girls will sort you out with an appointment, or just give them a call over the phone on 074-91-31217.
All right, both of you, thank you very much indeed. That's Corinne, that is Anya. We're going to leave it there on our social stream because we're going to place a piece of music in Facebook. It's very cross.
Do your best DJ voice intro on this, Greg.
1 second, all right, let me stop the stream so I can focus. 1 second there. Right, okay.
Get into character here.
Geez, so long since I did it.
You're going to have to give yourself like a DJ name.
DJ Greg, DJ G.
DJ G,
in the
house.
1 second, I want to get this right because this could be clipped and I could end up really
famous. This could be your big break, Greg.
That's what I'm saying. All right, okay, 1 sec.
Yeah.
What should I say? Okay,
Okay,
it's DJ Greg here on the decks. Thanks very much for coming tonight. I hope you're enjoying your night so far. We've got the best of music all night. This is especially for Corinne and Anya. And this, of course, is the Venga Boys. Enjoy. I haven't lost it. called An Old Fart. I've been called past it, and you know what? My confidence is still middling. So that's not too bad, is it? Listen, thanks very much to Anya. Thank you very much for Corinne. To Corinne, I think they've missed a, I think they've missed a trick not having me there. I think I would have brought a certain vibe, but unfortunately, I'm not available anyway. But anyway, I'll leave it in the capable hands of Lee Gooch and Keith Fletcher and Martin Friel. Marty Friel, DJ Marty on the decks. Right, so get on to our socials or our website if you want to head along to that summer party night with a bit of bingo in there as well, cocktails and all that crack. And also to go into McElhenney's or call McElhenney's if you want to have that pre-party club spot. 12 noon till 4 p.m. It's a narrow little number of people we have. I am off next week. It's not that I'm always off. I've only had 6 days off this year so far. I just am off. And then I'm back, which is going to be great. But we've got fantastic presenters, of course, to keep you in very safe hands. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Stay safe. Enjoy the water, but be careful. Slap on the sunscreen. See you soon.
The 9 till noon show with the award-winning Lennon Festival Remelton. Join us Monday, July 14th for the festival's grand finale featuring ABBA Sensations Live, followed by a spectacular...